This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast 25-year-old Elizabeth Percy. Nice, Percy. I know. Of Buffalo, New York. Now, all you need to know is that this happened on early Monday morning, if you will. But police had pulled over a man, 34-year-old man, after they found his car stopped on the road, okay? But when they checked out the car, he's sitting in the vehicle slumped over the steering wheel. And, of course, they feared that he had some kind of cardiac episode. No, he was just drunk. So at this point, he is absolutely assed out drunk. So the police, they're taking him through the whole riot act of what it is to drive drunk. That's when our friend Elizabeth, she drove onto the scene. If I drove onto the street scene, I mean, she crashed into the police cruiser. Turns out she was also drunk. So they pulled her out of the vehicle. She was taken into custody and charged with DWI and other infractions. The good news is no one was seriously hurt, although the first drunk driver was checked out for minor injuries after she slammed into the cop car, which then slammed into his car. Congratulations, Elizabeth. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth!
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. All right, our caller has since dropped off the line. Thank you for your patience and waiting. So you three gentlemen will be playing Profile This today.
Game on.
Yes, indeed. Your categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem, Ted.
You know what? Let's go animals. Shout out to Nickelback.
We go to Sioux. I see what you did there. We go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where an animal brought traffic to a halt on the Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as motorists tried to lure and nudge the critter off the multi-lane thoroughfare, or as we like to call it, the highway. Anyway, drivers called Sioux Falls police just before noon to report the creature in the middle of the busy four-lane road. As police and animal officials responded, motorists, they hopped out of the cars and managed to carefully corral the animal. Now, video shot by bystanders showed people coaxing it off the road by offering them food in a plastic container and a few gentle nudges. A police spokesman said the animal was among several of its kind being hauled in a trailer owned by an out-of-state traveler before it escaped. Now, the owner did help capture it and managed to get it back into the trailer. Thomas Rhodes, that's a Sioux Falls animal control officer, he told the local paper, quote, The animal suffered no injuries, appeared just fine by us, and was back with its owner before we had to take over. A happy ending. Well, the question is, what was the animal that got loose? Was it an ostrich? Was it a donkey? Was it a goat? Or was it a peacock? So ostrich, donkey, goat, or peacock, what's the animal that caused a little traffic back up there in South Dakota?
Man, just because it's so weird, I'm going to go ostrich.
Not a bad call, Miles. I'm thinking this is...
Because you see this and you stop. Like, if I saw a donkey, I'd be like, wait, is that a deer? Is that... What is that?
See, but I would do
You would ask if that's a deer or if it's
well,
a donkey.
I mean, you know, like, you wouldn't know right
away. I'd be like, it's a damn donkey.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing for a goat. I'm going to go goat on this one.
Goat? Because peacock's not a bad guess.
Yeah, I'm blaming NBC. I think it's a bunch of peacocks.
Nice. Okay. All right. We're going to find out what was blocking traffic there in South Dakota. Was it an ostrich, donkey, goat, or peacock next?
Oh, damn it.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our category is Analyze This on Profile. This, we got an animal that brought traffic to a halt in South Dakota. What brings traffic to a halt in South Dakota? An animal.
First of all, how is there even traffic inside? They said it brought traffic to a halt. I'm like, it's like, what, two cars?
Mm-hmm. This happened on interstate. The animal escaped from a trailer that was hauling similar animals in it.
Trailer animal.
So, question is, what escaped there on the highway? Was it an ostrich, a donkey, a goat, or a peacock?
Yes, indeed, and that is a question that I pose to you three gentlemen. Let us start with B. Ted Smith, who immediately... accused network NBC of being responsible. Peacock, however, it was not a peacock.
You'll get a letter in the mail next week, Ted.
Hey, I pay for it.
Our very own Mike Hawk.
Oh, yes!
Come on!
Yes!
He decided it was Tom Brady. Went with the goat.
Hey, yo.
Damn it!
It was not Tom Brady. It was not NBC.
No kids on the road?
No whammies. Come on. No whammies.
And Miles, you guessed an ostrich.
I did.
Because that makes sense in South Dakota.
Yes, it does.
And you are correct.
Aha. There we go.
Would you get out? Okay, so.
Yes.
No.
Look, I just want to see it.
Of these animals, right? A donkey. I'm a donkey whisperer. I'm cool with a donkey. A peacock. I wouldn't care because they're sons of bitches. A goat wouldn't bug me. I don't know what the deal is with an ostrich, so I don't know how close I want to get to this.
I would
bad
also
boy.
Assume it was an emu, not knowing.
Why would you just assume it's an emu?
Because it's a big-ass bird, and we don't have ostriches in this country. We have emu.
But why would you go emu?
Because we have them in North America.
What, ostriches?
Emus.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
A 1,000-pound sister got bit by a camel in Tennessee.
Could have been an option.
We had zebras loose in the Northwest this summer.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
There's an emu loose right now
there
in Kansas.
There is.
For real?
Down yes. Wallop, yeah.
Come on, people.
He was probably at the fair for the insurance company.
No.
For Limu.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert, the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted, or is it Late Night?
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke, and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Tomorrow's the start of the NFL season, and I can't wait. Oh, what's this? I'm being informed the Jets have already been eliminated.
That's me.
Fallon.
That's me.
Yeah. So when you think it was Myers. McDonald's announced that they're going to start serving McFlurries in a cardboard cup that has four flaps to cover the top. Every Chinese restaurant was like, wow, where'd you come up with that one?
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, that's Fallon.
McDonald's just announced that they're going to start serving McFlurries in a new cardboard cup that has four flaps to cover the top. Every Chinese takeout restaurant was like, wow, where'd you come up with that idea?
Krispy Kreme is partnering with Dr. Pepper for a new roster of donuts. Of course, these brands have worked with each other before on their previous collab, Diabetes.
Seth
Myers.
Colbert.
Krispy Kreme has partnered with Dr. Pepper for a new roster of donuts. Of course, these brands have worked together before on their previous collab, Diabetes.
Jesus.
That feels like a very Southern thing to do.
Yes.
Have donuts with a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. And somebody's drinking a diet Dr. Pepper, too.
I won't be healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you, when I was well over 300, that was my move. I'd go get two meals at McDonald's and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like at that point.
You're putting in work.
Can't be drinking that Sprite.
Come on, man.
Yeah, the calories, the sodas, what's going to get you? All right, I know none of us in here are huge, massive stars of Dancing with the Stars.
What?
But it is always interesting when you see who makes the roster, right? Obviously, star is a fluid word, if you
term,
will.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, look, some of the biggest stars in the world right now, a lot of people just, I'm guilty of it too. Like, if you don't watch shows on YouTube or just.
That's a good point.
Like, there's some Instagram people that are super famous.
And you know, I would know nothing about them.
Would it be a bad idea to do it like in American Idol fashion? So, in other words, you just have people who maybe are not, you know, trained dancers, but, I mean, if you're going to have whoever it is, Ryan Lochte, what's the difference if you have, like, you know, Tammy from Point Pleasant, or New Jersey, or
Tammy
just
from
like you
Point
are, like,
Pleasant.
I'm going to win this, you know, like,
but it's
cares?
The stars that are dancing with actual dancers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Miles, I hear what you're saying, but I think, right, like, you just wouldn't watch it. You could just watch that at any bar on Friday night.
Sure, that's a good point.
Who's that dancing with Ryan Lochte? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Tammy's getting after it again, right?
Tequila's. Yeah. Tammy's had a few buds to get going.
Yeah.
I need three buds and then I'm ready to dance.
Well, yeah. Tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Ayo.
All right. First one is pretty odd. Do you know Anna?
Anna.
Where's your mind?
Anna. Delvey? She's the scam artist, right? She was in New York City, basically convinced everybody she was like this fancy, super rich woman and scammed people out of money. Remember, she kept showing up to court in these ridiculous, I didn't know, but they were super rich outfits or whatever. So she got kind of famous for that. So she's going to be on there.
That's how she got famous.
Who's up next, a bank robber?
Right.
Hang on, it gets better. She needed permission from ICE to compete, and pretty sure this is a first. She will be wearing her ankle monitor.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Hey, why not, man? It's,
yeah.
It's a great cross-section of the United States. Like, at least one person's going to have an ankle monitor.
She's on home confinement.
Right.
So unless you're going to your place of employment or you're taking the 2 hours, 3 hours you have on the week to go to the grocery store, you're not supposed to be going to Dancing with the Stars.
Well, that's why she got permission.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, my God.
I think they get paid, so technically she's going to a place of
you're
an employment.
Absolutely right. That's probably how they get by it.
Next up, Bill Cosby.
I want her lawyer. Yeah, no kidding, man.
I mean, if I'm on home confinement.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, right.
I'm just like, I'm trying to get on every game show I can. Wheel of Fortune, whatever.
The corpse of Jeffrey Epstein.
Price is Right.
Right. Jeez. Bernie Madoff.
Right.
God, it sounds like if you fail, you go.
Former WNBA star Dwight Howard.
All right.
The most exciting thing about watching Dwight Howard dance is he's just a monster of a man.
So he's just so big.
I think it'll just look kind of funny.
I want to see Shaq out there tearing it up. I think he'd look great out there.
I want to see where his partner's head is.
Yeah.
I mean, he is 6'10".
He's so
big. I'm just
big.
Saying, like, he's one of those few guys that experienced the standing up.
Yeah.
The problem with standing
mouth hug.
And exactly. The problem with Shaq is that you forget, like, Shaq doesn't need any help.
No.
He doesn't need publicity.
No.
Right? He's already that famous. He's on Inside the NBA. He has the big chickens. And then his DJ career is legit.
Oh, yeah.
Like DJ Diesel. Mm. Like I said, last time I was in Vegas, I was in my room at the Encore, and we were watching his show downstairs, still shooting off flames and stuff. It had to be almost 4 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. It was wild.
The man just excels at everything that he does.
Yeah, I mean, look, great actor.
Why does he throw out chicken sandwiches when he's DJing? You
know? All right.
I literally said, except acting, as you're saying, including acting.
His acting wasn't bad. It's entertaining.
Shaq Fu?
No, Blue Chips.
Oh.
Neon Bordeaux?
Kazam?
I mean, he just played a giant basketball player.
Yeah. Like Eminem did great in 8 Mile. Like, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch Kazam and tell me.
Yeah, he's got acting. It's a great movie. I loved that movie as a kid.
You guys would know this guy more than we would. Eric Roberts?
Yeah. That's Julia Roberts'
brother, father of Emma.
Most acting credits, if I'm not mistaken.
He's right, and Eric Roberts.
He's an old dude.
You'd recognize him.
You'd see him
every.
He was like a super good-looking dude. I feel like he always played kind of a bad character too.
Yeah.
Hold on. Always wears a suit, no matter what he's doing. He's wearing a suit in his
I
movies.
I guarantee you'll recognize.
What people do.
He Eric Roberts always reminds me of who was the super tan guy.
Oh, no kidding.
Miles Thrill, famous.
Yeah. George Hamilton Harrison?
Yeah.
George Hamilton.
Yeah, like I never knew him for anything other than just being like a famous Hollywood guy.
I don't know why we know who that guy is. And I've
he looks
known
like he could be
guy.
Homelander's dad.
But I've known who... Oh, dude, who's the guy you just said? Oh,
Eric Roberts?
No, George Hamilton.
Hamilton.
He's been in my life as long as I've been alive, and I do not know why anyone knows who he is.
Yeah.
Because he's, like you said, he's just like the tan guy who's very confident.
He played Dracula once.
Yeah. He's been eating Grey Poupon for 30 years.
He invented the orange face.
Hasn't been in traffic.
A former Super Bowl champion, a New England Patriot.
Julian Edelman.
Close. Who was before him?
Gronk.
No.
Danny Amendola.
Amendola.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
He should be pretty good.
Yeah. Right. He's a hard. So I was like, I can't white receiver. Like, he's a hard worker. Put in the work.
He doesn't have the speed. He's going to run the right routes.
You know Amendola's going to put
kind of
in
a possession receiver.
But he is unusually.
This is how you describe a white skill position player in
He's unusually fast and agile.
He came from a small Division III school.
Yeah, I think.
Out of nowhere. Walk on.
What's his name? Josh, the quarterback up at Buffalo.
Josh Allen.
Even the coaches didn't believe. Had
Josh,
to walk on.
Josh Allen, I think, by this point in his career, they have stopped saying, shockingly fast.
I know. He's probably like, really guys.
I know. Like, just say
just
it.
Just say I'm white.
Just say it.
There is a good clip of, I think, Deion Sanders years ago at the Combine. And, like, they're just like, oh, wow. And finally he goes, look, I'll just say it. His 40's unreal. He's white.
Thanks for the honesty.
Actress Chandler Kenny? Not sure I know who she is.
Don't know.
One of my new favorite people on social media, the rugby star, female.
Oh, what's her name? Yeah.
Oh, from the United States.
Yeah.
I think she's in SI.
Iona Meyer?
She's a beast, dude.
L-L-O-N-A?
Yeah.
I think she's going to be in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
She is. Yeah.
She is. And her Instagram is pretty damn funny.
Oh, too. Yeah?
Yeah. I give her a lot of credit. I was going to say, again, from the Olympics, you got the nerdy dude with the glasses from the pommel horse.
Kill it.
He's going to do very well.
Oh, he's going to kill it.
The Clark Kent guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He will kill it. He'll do a great job.
He's going to watch as much film as Amendola. model Brooks Nader?
Don't know.
A Real Housewife?
Hey, of course.
Like Ralph Nader? Relative?
Model Brooks Nader? I don't think so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ralph Nader doesn't say.
I don't know if you look at Ralph Nader and say, man, his descendants are going to be gorgeous.
Good looking man.
Reginald Vell Johnson, you know him from Family Matters and Die Hard. I want to see him dance.
I bet your brother's going to break it down.
Yeah. And then last on the list, kind of amazing how kind of far down her star power has fallen, Tori Spelling.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel like this is about where Tori Spelling's at.
Yeah.
After Beverly Hills 90210, did she do anything? I know she had like a reality TV show, but I mean as an actress.
Not a ton.
I mean, I don't know if she ever really was an actress, but I mean.
I mean, she didn't even get like Sharknado, you know what I mean?
I mean, and the crazy thing about their reality show was all about her crazy life with her husband, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, right, as soon as the show ends, it's like, yeah, actually, we're getting divorced.
I know.
Right? Husband's a D-bag.
Yeah, right.
I think she just kind of was herself. If she ever did show up in Hollywood again, this is just a cameo of Tori Spelling, yeah.
Let's see. I think obviously.
I want to give you an update on my life. Nobody asked, Tori. I mean, to God.
The big news, I think, going on in the TV and the sports world tonight, there is something going on.
Something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have the NFL is back tonight.
Ooh, we should put that on.
Yeah.
Is that tonight?
It is. It is. I know. I'm shocked you guys didn't know. Because it's the Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens.
Get out of here.
Oh, really?
The question that's on everybody's mind, Ted.
Well, also, when you look at it, I'm not positive, but I want to say the two winningest teams in like the last 5 years, basically the two best teams that have been in the AFC or the league, except one has Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And that's not a dig on Lamar Jackson, because Lamar is awesome.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. Mahomes just has something different in the playoff, but like the Ravens steamroll people. Like, I would be shocked if they just come out tonight and beat the crap out of the Chiefs.
Come on.
The big question, yeah, is Taylor Swift going to be there?
Is she going to be there today?
I don't know.
I sure hope so.
What is she wearing? Will she officially be a cheerleader for
the Kansas
City Chiefs?
Did she call a play?
And this is nothing against Taylor Swift or the Chiefs, but you just can't have two more different dynamics, right?
No.
Baltimore, when they come out, they play the whistle of Omar from The Wire. It's right. Dark. It's gritty.
Yeah,
and then it's like, hey, we got Taylor Swift.
I know. And Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, well, they do have that.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man wearing an ankle monitor at Walmart decides he wants to try and kidnap someone. Meanwhile, a man who huffed 500 laughing gas balloons a week is no longer having fun. Michigan man wins free wings for a year after chugging a jug of ranch dip. 4-year-old calls 911 with a...
Finish, Miles.
With Alexa when her mom begins to slip. And a student invention will make you hate vacuuming even more. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We're going to Florida, where a terrible situation was averted. A man was roaming around a local Walmart parking lot when he approached a woman with a knife. Holding the blade to her neck, he subdued the woman and forced her to her car, threatening her life if she didn't get into the trunk. Still putting up a fight, a bystander noticed the woman's legs flailing from the trunk and intervened, which sent her attacker running. It is worth noting that while surveillance footage was able to give officers an idea of the attacker, the ankle monitor that he was wearing at the time of the attack helped him track him down and put him at the scene at the time.
I'll see him on next year's Dancing with the Stars.
He is now facing charges on top of the ones that he was violating his parole for.
Good God,
bro, you're wearing
man.
A doggone ankle monitor.
What did he think the ankle monitor was for?
Right?
Whatever you do, they know where you're at, dumbass.
Based on his record, I don't think this man thinks at all. I think he just goes with whatever is in his stupid-ass head. I'll say it, he's in jail.
You should be an attorney. Your Honor, this dumbass over
this
here.
Idiot. In other news, we've reached a point where we can start asking ourselves, what would you be willing to do to get free wings for a year?
Ooh.
Yeah. One man in
Murder.
Michigan. One man in Michigan has achieved such a feat. But at what cost? Would you wear an ankle monitor and go and kidnap a woman in a Walmart parking lot?
Oh, wow. Somehow that seems worse than the murder for wigs.
Killing. Yeah. Oh, Lordy. He took part in a competition at a local restaurant alongside 11 other competitors. It was a war of consumption that he came out on top of, as it only took him a brisk 13 seconds to finish guzzling 24 ounces of ranch dressing.
That's impressive.
That is...
That's kind of thick.
Is that the word, Miles? Impressive?
Yes, because, I mean, that stuff is thick.
How long?
13 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
To bring down, what is that?
That's
is that a tall boy of ranch dressing? Taller boy? Is that technically a silo?
It's a bottle, isn't it? Well, that's probably 12 ounces or 14. No, right. It's close to one of the
24 ounce, man. That's a bomber.
That's a family size.
Yeah.
Family size ranch.
Yeah, God. Although he says his wife was absolutely disgusted, I don't know why. He secured himself a free order of wings every Wednesday until next spring, as well as a $100 gift certificate to the restaurant and a wing buffet with three friends on the night of the competition.
So how many? He gets wings free once a week?
Once a week.
Okay. All right.
That's
deal.
Pretty
that's
good.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah. Right? And I figured that's fair. You know, when you get a year's worth of whatever food, I feel like once a week is a good, turnaround on that wheel.
It sucks if you're in second place and you did it, in 14 seconds.
Right, because then you just...
Like, you're just chugging ranch. Right.
You're going to have the same diarrhea issues as the winner.
I do like the idea that there's just one guy in the competition who's like, I was going to drink it this today anyhow.
I just want an excuse to drink ranch.
Ranch shots.
I mean, I will say, I have definitely had some meals. There's been a lot of ranch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Damn it. Sometimes Guinness records are broken just because. One such case is in India, where a young man has constructed his way into the history books. He had held the previous record until it was broken by another individual, inspiring him to go the extra mile. After spending more than $200, the 23-year-old transformed a ballpoint pen into the world's smallest vacuum, measuring at just a quarter of an inch. It's fully functional, achieving suction via a small vibration-powered fan, moving dust particles to a removable refuse compartment to be emptied.
If you could do that, dude, do something for real, right. Then.
Why?
What am I vacuuming with?
Yeah, exactly. Right. How much?
Just,
that invention sucks.
At some point, the Guinness World Records needs to be, no, there's no reason to know
if
what this record is.
If you are that smart, do something.
Right.
Not that. Don't waste your time
don't do
doing
that,
that crap.
Father Miles. We all engage in toxic substances from time to time to make things in life a little bit more fun, but one young man in the UK shows us why it's okay to say no from time to time. The 27-year-old ended up in the hospital after his father found him collapsed on the ground after his habit of inhaling nitrous oxide reached beyond excessive levels, depriving his body of oxygen and vitamin B12. His habit had gotten so bad that he was inhaling 500 balloons weekly.
Good God, man.
An abuse of his body.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man wearing an ankle monitor at Walmart decides he wants to try and kidnap someone. Meanwhile, a man who huffed 500 laughing gas balloons a week is no longer having fun. Michigan man wins free wings for a year after chugging a jug of ranch dip. Four-year-old calls 911 with a...
Finish, Miles.
With Alexa when her mom begins to slip. And a student invention will make you hate vacuuming even more. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We're going to Florida, where a terrible situation was averted. A man was roaming around a local Walmart parking lot when he approached a woman with a knife. Holding the blade to her neck, he subdued the woman and forced her to her car, threatening her life if she didn't get into the trunk. Still putting up a fight, a bystander noticed the woman's legs flailing from the trunk and intervened, which sent her attacker running. It is worth noting that while surveillance footage was able to give officers an idea of the attacker, the ankle monitor that he was wearing at the time of the attack helped him track him down and put him at the scene at the time.
I'll see him on next year's Dancing with the Stars.
He is now facing charges on top of the ones that he was violating his parole for.
Good God,
bro, you're
man.
Wearing a doggone ankle monitor.
What did he think the ankle monitor was for?
Right?
Whatever you do, they know where you're at, dumbass.
Based on his record, I don't think this man thinks at all. I think he just goes with whatever is in his stupid-ass head. I'll say it. He's in jail.
You should be an attorney. Your Honor, this dumbass over
this
here.
Idiot. In other news, we've reached a point where we can start asking ourselves, what would you be willing to do to get free wings for a year?
Ooh.
Yeah. One man in
Murder.
Michigan. One man in Michigan has achieved such a feat. But at what cost? Would you wear an ankle monitor and go and kidnap a woman in a Walmart parking lot?
Oh, wow. Somehow that seems worse than the murder for wigs.
Killing. Yeah. Oh, Lordy. He took part in a competition at a local restaurant alongside 11 other competitors. It was a war of consumption that he came out on top of, as it only took him a brisk 13 seconds to finish guzzling 24 ounces of ranch dressing.
That's impressive.
That is.
That's kind of thick.
Is that the word, Miles? Impressive?
Yes, because, I mean, that stuff is thick.
Yeah. How long?
13 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
To bring down, what is that?
That's
is that a tall boy of ranch dressing? Taller boy? Is that technically a silo?
I guess. It's a bottle, isn't it? Well, that's probably 12 ounces or 14. No,
right.
it's close to one of the
24
big...
ounce, man. That's a bomber.
That's a family size.
Yeah.
Family size range.
Yeah, God. Although he says his wife was absolutely disgusted, I don't know why. He secured himself a free order of wings every Wednesday until next spring, as well as a $100 gift certificate to the restaurant and a wing buffet with three friends on the night of the competition.
So how many... He gets wings free once a week?
Once a week.
Okay. All right.
That's
deal.
Pretty
that's
good.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah.
Right? And I figured that's fair. You know, when you get a year's worth of whatever food, I feel like once a week is a good, you know, turnaround on that wheel.
It sucks if you're in second place and you're like in 14 seconds.
Right, because then you just...
Like, you just chugging ranch.
You're going to have the same diarrhea issues as the winner.
I do like the idea that just one guy in the competition was like, I was going to drink it today anyhow.
I just want an excuse to drink ranch.
Ranch.
Ranch shots.
I mean, I will say, I have definitely had some meals. There's been a lot of ranch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Damn it. Sometimes Guinness records are broken just because. One such case is in India, where a young man has constructed his way into the history books. He had held the previous record until it was broken by another individual, inspiring him to go the extra mile. After spending more than $200, the 23-year-old transformed a ballpoint pen into the world's smallest vacuum, measuring at just a quarter of an inch. It's fully functional, achieving suction via a small vibration-powered fan, moving dust particles to a removable refuse compartment to be emptied.
If you could do that, dude, do something for real, then.
Why?
What am I vacuuming with?
Yeah, exactly. Right. How much? That invention sucks.
At some point, the Guinness World Records needs to be, no, there's no reason to know
if
what this record is.
If you are that smart, do something.
Right.
Not that. Don't waste your time
doing that
crap.
Father Miles. We all engage in toxic substances from time to time to make things in life a little bit more fun, but one young man in the UK shows us why it's okay to say no from time to time. The 27-year-old ended up in the hospital after his father found him collapsed on the ground after his habit of inhaling nitrous oxide reached beyond excessive levels, depriving his body of oxygen and vitamin B12. His habit had gotten so bad that he was inhaling 500 balloons weekly.
Good God, man.
An abuse of his body that left him with nerve damage, causing his hands to curl like dinosaur arms and led him to being incontinent. He says it's ruined his life and wants to warn future generations of the risks.
What's incontinent?
He craps himself.
You got dinosaur arms and you poop yourself.
500 balloons a week?
500 a week.
Where was he even getting all that nitrous?
I know.
I mean, does he have a friend who's a dentist?
I didn't think it would do this damage and it's ruined my life. Like, come on, dude.
But it's not like it happened all at once. You didn't just get dinosaur arms overnight.
And how many weeks was he doing this?
I know, right? I don't know.
Jesus.
Long enough.
So, I mean,
we're warning you about this.
No, dude, we know.
We got the message.
We know.
People have been going to dead shows for years and maybe experimenting with a balloon. At no point was somebody like, we should start doing 500 a week.
Right.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Jesus.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to the UK, where even the smallest among us can be heroes, a young woman had been talking to her mother about a seizure that she had suffered through the night before. She frequently experiences nocturnal seizures and assured her mother that she was doing just fine and resting after the episode, not needing any additional care from her mother. But after the pair disconnected, the mother got another call from her daughter's phone, only to hear her granddaughter on the other line. The 4-year-old had been shown how to call people using her Amazon smart device on multiple occasions, so when her mother went into a fit, she ran upstairs to her room and called grandma for help. She arrived in no time, and the mother is doing fine. Since the episode, they have shared the story all over social media, who has rallied behind efforts to get her a certificate and a trophy for a brilliant decision-making and poise under pressure.
I don't know what's more impressive. The 4-year-old who, alerts that mom's going bad? Or
right.
4-year-old from yesterday's show took a plastic sword from a pirate, jabbed it in that guy's junk. 4-year-old's amazing.
Exactly. Men's Room Sports. The abusive relationship between the Mariners and their fan base continues as they took Game 3 against the A's in spectacular fashion, winning the game with an impressive 16-3. Finally wrapping up the series this afternoon, they hit the road immediately to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals all weekend, starting tomorrow at 5:15. Also on tonight.
What?
For your viewing pleasure. We've got some WNBA action on your Seattle Storm in New York, and that game is currently underway over on Fox, and there was one more thing. One more.
Let's get out of here.
Why do you guys look like you're in such a hurry?
Because?
Yeah.
We're here at work, guys.
Hey, chill out.
Calm down. I don't look like I'm in a hurry. That
right
look
now,
here is that
right
I'm going
now,
to stab you in the forehead.
In my mind, I'm in my car driving home.
Okay. Don't worry. It's Thursday Night Football. It kicks off right now featuring the Baltimore Ravens and Kansas City taking on the Chiefs. It's Thursday Night Football over on Channel 5. As far as your weather, if you enjoyed today's weather, we've got more coming your way. You've got clear skies bringing things down to the low 60s tonight before we get another gorgeous, clear, sunny day with temperatures topping in the high 80s. And that is it for your headlines. With that, football's back. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time as the weekend is here. A Bad Choice Friday and the return of Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.